I spent around the shores of sweet Lochearn. For to be poor I could not endure, like others of my station. To America I sailed away and left this Irish name.
In 1946, and a pain in me ass from carrying bricks with your hammers and nails and shovels and picks a working on the railway.
Tearing me ori ori a, tearing me ori ori a, tearing me ori ori a to work upon the railway.
Is Paddy do this and Paddy do that with overstock and our cravat and nothing but an extra hat while working on the railway.
Tell me ori ori a, tell me ori ori a, tell me ori ori a to work upon the railway.
In 1848, me hands did glisten, me belly did ache. We heard of gold and made a stake from working on the railway.
Tell me ori ori a, tell me ori ori a, me only
ate
to work upon the railway.
In 1849, the California hills looked fine. We found some gold and left behind the workings of the railway.
Tell me
only, only,
ay, tell me only, only, ay, tell me only, only, ay, to work upon the railway.
It was in the year 1845, a great hunger came o'er the land, and it was the neglect of the rulers to be that no crops could the soil command. Yet the farmer he tilled, he toiled and he sowed, and he planted with his strong hands. A great hunger came o'er the land. The moon it shone bright o'er the late autumn skies, was the finest, the harvest moon. Yet it was not a sight of joy to be seen, for then again too soon crop failure had turned the sweetness all sour in the hearts of all Ireland. A great hunger came o'er the land. Now the men they grow weak, and the women are pale, and the children are dying. The cold winter months will soon pass us by, without hope in the early spring. And the people will cry with a hungry plea, without hope of a helping hand. A great hunger came o'er the land. The birds they are singing tune as the cart pulls the donkey along. The crops they have failed us again in this year. Oh, then tell me what caused this wrong. Was it the curse of a witch that caused this bad deed, or the work of a devil's hand? A great hunger a devil or witch and a hand in this deed, of this I assure you now. But the cuckoo of men, this crippling cow, though it's little that you might have, he's exploited the work of the laboring man. And why belly expands, a great hunger came o'er the land.
Many young men of 20 said goodbye on that long day, from the rig of dawn until the sun.
sun was high. Many young men of 20 said goodbye. Many young men of 20 said goodbye.
They left the mountains and the glens, the lessons and the fine young men. I saw a tear in every girl and boy.
Many young men of 20 said goodbye. Last night I held my darling in my arms. Farewell, my love. It breaks my heart to see you cry. Farewell, my love, for maybe I will die. Many young men of 20 said goodbye.
My boy Willie sailed away. The big ship went away, he sailed away and left me here to cry. For many young men of 20 said goodbye.
Many young men of 20 said goodbye. All that long day, from the break of dawn until the sun was high, many young men of 20 said goodbye. Many young men of 20 said goodbye.
I wish that I was back again, beside my darling in the glen. We'd sit and watch the small birds as they fly.
For many young men of 20 said goodbye. Many young men of 20 said goodbye. All that long day, from the break of dawn until the sun was high, many young men of 20 said goodbye. Many young men of 20 said goodbye.
Around you, sweet Charlie. the land of my youth and the homes I love so well. And the mountains grand of my own native land, I am winning them all farewell. With the aching heart, I'll bid them adieu, for tomorrow he'll sail far away. All the raging foam to seek a home on the shores of America. It's not for the want of employment I'm going, it's not hard to see some fame. That fortune's bright may shine over me and give me a glorious name. It's not for the want of the climate I'm going, or the dreary and stormy sea, but to seek a home for my own true love on the shores of America.
One night as the wind whispered eerie tales and the stars danced to and fro, I dreamt of the land where my forefathers trod in those times of long ago. In Boston Harbor, I saw brave men and I watched with youthful pride when they scattered a tea in a tax-laden sea to a dark and an angry tide. I wondered then as I watched these men who flouted King George's might, what red-coat hordes with their glittering swords wreaked vengeance in the night. Then a voice rang out in the starry air, "Stand fast, young man, be brave. Far better to die neath an open sky than live like a cowering slave." That early dawn of that April morn, I stood on a mountain tall and felt the shock of the musket shot that started first freedom's call. My spirit soared as the thunder roared. I prayed to the blazing sky to bless the hand of the gallant band who carried our banner high. In that shifting scene of my wandering dream, I rode fast to Bennington town. General Stark and his green mountain boys were camped on the dewy ground. I gazed for a while and saw his sad smile. Then he softly said to me, "Their young blood will stain this Fairmount plain before our land is free." I remember that smile as I rode each mile. In my heart a dreadful chill, the blood and the sweat and the smell of death rising high over Bunker Hill. The men and the boys with their sightless eyes, who lay dead before their time, when they broke the chain of King George's reign in the place they called Brandywine. Then clear upon a cold night there, I heard a suffering cry. A ragged band of hungry men were slowly shuffling by. Across the valley grim and bare, I heard a bugle blow, the bloody beat of their torn feet staining the virgin snow. In the shivering scene of my nightmare dream, a tall man spoke to me. He looked grey and old in the crippling cold, but his eyes were bright and clear. He said, "Listen well, then you must tell of these deeds these men have done, and future days will sing their praise from dawn to the setting sun. Tell them of Saratoga, where the patriots fought and died, of Valley Forge, of Paul Revere, who made that midnight ride, of Copan's and King's Mountain. Don't let them soon forget of Patrick Henry's immortal words, 'Give me liberty or death.' Remember Swamp Fox Marion, who led that wily band, of Allen, Green, and Sumter, who made a noble stand. Remember, too, the mothers true, who cried their tears alone. Their names will be told with the brave and the bold where'er our flag is flown." He left me then, but I saw him again standing tall near Yorktown Bay. I saw Cornwallis surrender his sword on that bleak October day. Then a tall man turned and he said to me, "Young man, our fight has just begun." Like a flashing scene, I awoke from my dream and I cried in my silent room. On my way to school, I felt like a fool as my childish tears did flow. The things I had seen were all in a dream. You see, they'd happened long ago. And I cast my eye to a building high where the flag was floating free, and I smiled to the sun for the men who had won a nation for you and me.